back, our prayer was that the Lord would anoint the associates this morning to deliver a word. And the Lord knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Amen. And that was a prayer, and God answered my prayer. And I think that, and not only that, but it's right in line with the message for this morning. Amen. You must repent. Repentance will be the result of you turning away. The question comes, why did you turn away? And one of the things that causes us to turn away is that we think the way has gotten too hard. Our message this morning is when the way gets too hard. On last week, had a message, and the message was do the right thing. Isn't that right? And we talked about all of the things that we should be encouraged to do just because they are right to do, and that when we do what is right, then the blessing of God is upon us. And we began to talk about the serpent in the wilderness, the serpent of brass, how the people were worshiping the serpent of brass. And Hezekiah had broken it in pieces because it was only brass, and people had ceased to do the right thing, which is honor God, but begin to worship idols. And this week, the Lord wants us to look at that, the origin of that serpent, in a way that is related to that message, but has a message of its own. And we're going to look in the scripture this morning, the book of Numbers, chapter 21. The book of Numbers, chapter 21. When the way is too hard. And as we begin reading, we read the scripture, and it says, and when King Arad and the Canaanite, Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites. And they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. We want to stop there for a second because we want to ask the question this morning. We talk about the way getting too hard. Sometimes the way gets too hard because we forget about the blessings that have already been poured out upon us. And when we live in a life, in a time which only knows the moment and has no recollection of the good things of the past, we tend to forget that God is still on our side. And now we see a situation here where the Canaanites had come up against the people of Israel and had taken some of them captive. But Israel didn't lose heart at that time. They began to pray to God, and they made a vow and said, "Oh God, if you just deliver me, if you deliver us out of the hand of the Canaanite, yes, then we will go in and destroy all their cities." And the Bible said that God hearkened to the voice of Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
How many times in life have we made promises to God? "God, if you will just do this for me, I will do exactly what you want me to do." Have you ever been there? We've been there, haven't we? Where we made promises to God. "God, if you just let me get by today, if you deliver me this one time, I will do what is right in your sight. I will destroy all of your enemies that are in my life. Lord, if you get me out of this fix, I won't steal anymore. Lord, if you get me out of this fix, I won't drink anymore.
Yes, Lord.
Since you've been caught with the DUI, Lord, if you get me out of here this time, I won't be caught here anymore. I'll destroy this enemy of alcohol in my life. Yes. Lord, since they found this narcotics in my possession, if you just get me out of this fix this one time, I'll never do it again. I will destroy this enemy in my life. I will not allow this enemy to have control in my life. If you will just help me this one time." And the Bible says that God hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered Israel from the Canaanites, and they went in and they destroyed their enemies and the dwelling places, the habitation of their enemies. How many know that it's not enough just to defeat your enemy, but you have to destroy the place that he occupies? Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't rent a hotel room for the devil in your heart. You can't let him occupy space. You've got to destroy his dwelling place. You got to say there's no room for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then the Bible tells us, "And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way." Right after you get a victory in Christ Jesus, right after you get a victory in your life, right after you win a big battle, you think that life is going to be smooth sailing from that point on. What you don't understand is that there's still some rough terrain for you to go over in life. And the Bible said that because of the way that they were traveling, when the way that Israel was traveling, the terrain was so rough, the way was so hard, that the soul of the people became discouraged.
Yes.
Now I want you to understand something here, that it doesn't say the souls of the people, but it says the soul of the people, using it in singular, which means that everybody had the same attitude in their mind. It says the soul of the people became discouraged. You know, in every organization or in every group, you find some people are encouraged and some people are discouraged. But when you know you're in trouble is when everybody is down and there's nobody up. Have you ever been there? There's nothing like a depressed group of people where everybody is depressed and discouraged. We've got to get to the place where we have no one discouraged and everybody encouraged. But the Bible said the way was too hard because of the way the soul of the people was much discouraged. That means they weren't dealing with a little doubt. They weren't dealing with a little depression, but it was much doubt and much depression. Cast down when they should have been looking up. Simply because the situation at hand seemed tiresome and impossible. Don't forget, you have people traveling, and as they traveled, they had all of their belongings with them.
Yes.
That means that some were not just walking, but some were walking and carrying their belongings. Every man had a burden on his back.
Yes.
And a burden isn't too bad if you're walking on level ground, but when you get to a rocky place and when you have to climb with weights on you,
yes.
Sometime in life, life presents situations where you feel like you're climbing with weights on you.
Yes.
And you see like you're walking. And you know, sometimes if you go down by the water, you find it's very hard to walk in sand.
Yes.
And then if you put a burden on your back, it's twice as hard to walk in sand. How many understand we're talking about today? We have to understand in life, sometimes life gets hard and the journey gets hard. And when the journey gets hard, you have to have something to look to. You have to remember how God delivered you in past situations. You have to remember how God has been, how good God has been to you. But if you don't remember those things, then this way will certainly discourage you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So the question is, why should I be discouraged? I have prayed. I have vowed a vow to God that if he delivered me, I would do his will. God has heard my cry and heard my prayer. God has given me the victory. Why should I be discouraged? Just because I'm traveling the hard road now. Will he not hear me again? Be silent. Will he not hear me again?
Thank you, Lord.
Because I have forgotten the victory.
Yeah.
I forgot that if I just call on his name. If I just call on his name. The Bible says their soul was much discouraged. When I'm traveling that hard road, our soul is much discouraged. And when my soul gets discouraged, I begin to lose my faith and my trust in God. Actually, because I have forgotten all about my God. All I see is this hard way that's in front of me.
Yeah.
Stop looking at this hard way that we're traveling. Begin to look at the Lord who can deliver us from this hard way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And it says that they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. The soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of the land of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Oh my God, the way has gotten so hard for the people that they're now beginning to speak against God Almighty himself. And they're speaking against the man of God who has led them ever since they left captivity. When you're carrying a heavy burden and you're in a hard road, there are some things, you know, you're just not yourself. I remember sometimes carrying a burden in war times, and we always climbed and it was hot, you know, and we were struggling, and it seemed like you couldn't make another step. And then when the exhaustion from heat would come, it'll make your mind kind of go off. And you start saying things that you don't normally say. I remember one day I started cursing. And I started, because when we gonna stop Where are we going? When are we going to stop this thing? Because the heat and the hard way had gotten to my mind.
Yeah.
After I had sat down and had a cool drink of water, my senses began to come back to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But while the way is hard, you almost lose your mind in the heat. So they had lost almost their mind because they began speaking against God. Saying to God, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? And God had been feeding them every day with manna from heaven. And they were so delirious because the way was so hard that they began to say, we don't like this stuff. We tired of eating this manna. You know, God working a miracle in your life and you getting tired of the miracle. Would you rather die or eat manna?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes we just don't make good sense. We begin to complain about God and we're complaining and can't see the blessing that's in our trial. There is a blessing in every trial. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
When I begin to lose my trust in God and I begin to lose my trust in my leaders, there's only one thing for me to do. I've got to recover myself.
Yes.
When I begin to speak against God loves us so much until he will allow us to be judged for what we have done. And the reason he's allowing us to be judged for what we have done is because he loves us and he knows that if we escape the judgment, we may never, ever, ever repent. So it says, and the Lord, then, because of this, it says, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people. And much people of Israel died. God allowed judgment to come on the nation that began to speak against him. The same nation that he blessed with victory over and over again. The same nation that he worked miracles for and sent manna down from heaven. The same nation that he sent the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night had begun to complain and speak against God. What happens?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
When I lose my trust in God, I begin to talk like a crazy man. I'm not making any sense. And God allows the judgment to come upon me. Say the serpents begin to bite. See, sometimes you've been bit by the serpent and you don't know why. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're trying to figure out why the devil is constantly getting a victory in your life. He's constantly biting you. But you're too proud to turn to the Lord. So he keeps biting. Some die.
Thank you, Jesus.
When the Lord allows the fiery serpents to come into your life because you can't keep your mouth shut. Because you keep complaining against God. You complain about everything day in and day out. You complain about what's going on in your life.
Yes, yes.
When trouble comes in your life, you don't have to speak about the trouble just because it's there.
Thank
But when trouble comes into your life and your life belongs to God, now's the time for you to begin praising God, lifting him up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Singing praises to his name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But when you begin to complain, and when you begin to murmur, and when you begin to find fault with everybody and everything, including God, then God lets the fiery serpents keep on biting.
Keep on biting.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. When you are experiencing the judgment of God, there's only one thing to do and only one way to get out from under that, and that is that you repent. Isn't that right? Repent. 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 If you're talking and speaking against God and speaking against the leadership,
hallelujah,
repent. The devil always makes you think that you've got a better way than God's way.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
And we've got to repent. So it says the people came to Moses because, you see, they had lost their respect for their leadership.
Yes.
Because all they saw was the difficulties of the day, and they thought that the leadership was way off and that the God of the leader was way off.
Hallelujah.
Because all they saw was the difficulty of the day.
Mm.
But then when they experienced the judgment, they realized they had to return to respecting the leadership and
hallelujah,
respecting God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to see here, there's no such thing as respecting God only.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it says here, they came to Moses and told Moses, asked Moses to pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Moses, being the servant of God, prayed for the people. And I tell you something, this is a truth. If any man of God won't pray for you, don't have nothing to do with him. Because no matter what you have done, and no matter how hard the way is, and no matter what you've done to that man,
hallelujah,
the man of God, if he doesn't pray for you, is sinning against God. And they said to Moses, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus,
"Make thee a fiery serpent,
hallelujah,
and set it on a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. See, God's mercy is greater than his judgment. Hallelujah. Because he loves you. His desire for your blessing, his desire for your deliverance is greater than any desire to punish you. When I confess, hallelujah. And when you confess what is really in your soul, that can be a dangerous thing, because the people, when that pressure got so hard and that weight got so hard, they couldn't pretend that they love God anymore. They couldn't play church anymore.
All right.
Because the way was so hard. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? The way was hard, and they were burdened down. And so they begin, you know, what was on the inside began to come out. So they began to speak against God.
Yes.
Because that's what was on the inside. They had something against God. And from time to time, some of us have something against God. Sometimes the pain in your life is so hard, you blame God for the pain. Sometimes you lose a loved one because you love that person. You'll turn against God because you think it's God's fault that the loved one is gone.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was telling the folk in Annapolis the other day how it was. I had a friend, and back in the 60s when they had that new polio vaccine, there was a friend of ours, a girl gave birth to two beautiful young twin boys, but she had taken that unproven polio vaccine, and that vaccine proved to be not a good thing. It was a terrible thing, and she died. And I remember, and we used to go to his house. He was a great guy, nice guy, had a place. He let all the teenagers come in his house, and he had made this stereo. He worked at Ravenwood Electronics, and he was so happy he could brag. He built his own stereo, and he'd have music in there, and we had a place where we could go and wouldn't have to be in the streets. But when his wife died, hallelujah. He began to confess there is no God. The pressure of life causes you to become much discouraged. You say things that you don't really mean.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. You lose trust in God. And when you begin to speak against God, then the judgment of God comes. And the only way to escape the judgment, hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus,
is to confess,
yes,
our sins. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
After the judgment of God, we understand one thing, that when we confess our sins, and when we repent, and when we reestablish our relationship with the leadership of the church, and with the church, and with our brothers and sisters, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Things will begin to change. But I must have enough humility to go to my brother, my sister, my pastor, my mother, my father, my deacon. I must have enough humility to go to them and say, pray for me.
Thank you, Lord.
For I have sinned against you, and I've sinned against God. I got to lay open now everything that was previously hidden in my heart. And I must say now, I no longer want these things in my life. And God will hear the prayers. He already knows anyway, because he knows when you have a change of heart, doesn't he? Because he looks upon the heart. The minute your heart changes, God knows that here comes an opportunity for him to bless his people. And so he says, since I sent the fiery serpents and they bit you, I've got a remedy for you just because you are repenting from your sin.
Thank you, Lord.
I know you didn't mean what you said, but you shouldn't have said it anyway. But I have a remedy for you. Now, the serpents are still there. I'm not going to take the serpents away. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to raise a standard so that if the serpents bite you, you won't die. I'm going to take the power of death from the serpent. Hallelujah. I'm going to take the power of death from the serpent. Serpents are known to be poisonous, but I'm taking the poison from the serpent. I'm taking the pain from the serpent. Hallelujah. So he said to Moses, make unto thee a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.
Thank you.
I'll take the power out of these creatures on earth if you will just look at the serpent that I'm lifting up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And Moses did what God said, and everybody that looked upon the serpent that Moses held up and that Aaron held up, hallelujah, they didn't die, but guess what?
Hallelujah.
They lived. And you can live no matter what kind of serpents are biting you from day to day. If you would just look upon the one that God is lifting up in your midst. And that's what it says. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Just as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. So let me tell you, if you can just keep a picture in your mind of what happened and how he blessed you 2,000 years ago when he was lifted up. If you can keep that picture in your mind and in your heart, don't you know that the trouble you're going through right now and the judgment that is upon your life will disappear. And guess what? You'll also find out that the way that you're traveling will get a little easier.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The enemy
hallelujah.
In your life will be defeated.
Hallelujah.
Who was the enemy in the life of the people? The serpent wasn't the enemy. The serpents were the judgment of God.
Yes.
The enemies in their life was the murmuring.
Yeah.
The spirit of murmuring, the spirit of dissatisfaction, the bad attitude that they had. Hallelujah. The enemy was not the serpents that bit them. The enemy was the distrust that they developed for God. And this distrust for the people of God. And this distrust for the institution of God. Hallelujah. The enemy was not the serpents that bit them.
Hallelujah.
The enemy was the death that came as a result of their speaking against God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These things are the things that we need to eradicate from our lives. Because we have a Savior. We have someone who has been lifted up, who is more powerful, and who is actually a living, Hallelujah. Deliverer.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who is the only mediator between man and God. And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We have someone that if we will look upon him, we will live.
Yes,
you know that song that said, look and live? Just look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live.
Hallelujah.
'Tis recorded in his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you only, hallelujah, have to look and live.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's look to Jesus today and let's live. Keep the judgment at bay. Remember that when the way gets hard, call on the name of Jesus. Don't start distrusting God because of what men have done to you. Men will always try to harm you. Men may make the way a little too hard. But it's never too hard, because the question is asked, is anything too hard for God? God can deliver, and God will deliver if you look to Jesus and live. Is that all right this morning? God bless you. Hallelujah.